at what's going on. What do you see? What can we do to turn this around? Homeschool 40-50% of our kids? I'll tell you, that would be a good call for us to rebel against the school districts with critical race theory, to unions, etc. If you start keeping your kids, either you put them in private school, which can be expensive, or try to get a scholarship for it, or homeschooling our children. Imagine if we all did that. What would happen if we started homeschooling our children in droves? What would happen to the teachers' unions? What would happen to teachers' jobs? I for one, think right now, based on what I see, homeschooling is the only answer. Would you send your kids to school to learn about sex at first grade from some bimbo? Just doesn't make any sense. I don't know. We got to take this back, mate. We got to get serious. We got to take it one step at a time. We got to start in Clark County. So when we come back, we'll talk about Clark County and the rest of the state. My name is Pat Casal, and this is Live and Local Now.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. California Governor Gavin Newsom is asking people and businesses in the state to voluntarily cut how much water they use by 15%.
Newsom says some are calling this a mega drought.
This is jaw-dropping. What's happening in the West Coast of the United States?
Reservoirs in California are rapidly emptying. The recommendations include taking shorter showers, running dishwashers only when full, and less lawn watering. Newsom's request is not an order.
I want to underscore voluntary water conservation.
The governor says drought conditions go as far back as 2000.
We are hopeful that people will take that mindset that we brought into. People in the state of California will take that mindset they brought into the last drought and extend that forward.
Lake Oroville in Northern California is at 30% capacity. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Biden says the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will conclude this summer. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president announced that America's troop presence in Afghanistan will be finished on August 31st.
The drawdown is proceeding in a secure and orderly way.
In a White House speech, he said the U.S. went into Afghanistan nearly 20 years ago to get the 9/11 terrorists and Osama bin Laden and to degrade the terrorist threat.
We achieved those objectives. That's why we went. We did not go to Afghanistan to nation build.
The president thanked U.S. service members and their families for their service and sacrifice. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Pfizer will seek U.S. authorization for a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. The company said another shot could dramatically boost immunity and maybe help ward off the latest worrisome coronavirus mutant. Researchers from multiple countries show the widely used COVID-19 vaccines offer strong protection against the highly contagious Delta variant. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 259 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet of Dynavite with every meal.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. June housing sales in southern Nevada were as hot as the weather, as prices once again hit an all-time high. More than 3,500 previously owned single-family homes sold last month, up more than 11% from May and nearly 44% better than June of 2020. The median sales price last month reached $395,000, $10,000 better than the previous all-time high, which was set the previous month in May. Las Vegas Realtors reports nearly 90% of the homes which were sold in June were on the market for 30 days or less. Anyone surprised? Even after a competitive bidding process, the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority is choosing to stay with R&R Partners as its marketing and advertising agency. The Las Vegas-based agency has handled the LVCVA's marketing and advertising for decades. Details on the deal have not been released, but are expected to be revealed at Tuesday's board meeting. Excessive heat blanketed southern Nevada yesterday. 113 degrees in Las Vegas, 117 in Laughlin, 122 in Death Valley. The National Weather Service expects the excessive heat to cover the Vegas Valley at least through Monday, with overnight lows in the 90s.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Bumper to bumper, both directions on the 515 between Eastern and Main Street, both directions, as that bridge work continues for the next few months. Congestion on the Beltway, 215 West at Tenaya. That vehicle fire cleanup continues, 95 North at Rancho. And that is affecting the right lane.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
No, it's Patrick Cassell. It's me. It's my pleasure to be here. You know, I've known this next gentleman I'm going to introduce. We're going to be talking to for about 10 years. His name is Jesse Law. He's running for Clark County Chair. Jesse, you've been involved with politics for just a few days. How are you, Jesse? Welcome to the show.
Oh, Patrick Cassell, I'm doing fantastic. How are you, sir?
Very, very good. So, you know, what made you jump into politics? I mean, I'm sure you never did it before.
You know what? Actually, what happened, I sent an email out to a bunch of my supporters. It was like 2006, and I was actually teaching Sunday school lessons, and the 4th of July weekend was coming up, and that was an opportunity to discuss liberty, where it comes from, the founding of our country as a nation under God and a Christian nation. And I had my second child in her mama's belly right at that time, and there was this part of me that actually felt a great deal of responsibility to preserving their freedoms. I already cared about the issues, but it was a dad thing, I think. And that was 2006. And so I got off the couch a little bit that year, was involved more so, but I didn't really get involved into local politics until 2007, and that's when I joined the CCRP.
And so tell us more about yourself. I mean, you were quite involved with the Trump campaign, both 16 and 20, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, those are great highlights. So first of all, in 2015, when President Trump was announcing, I was supposed to be a Rand Paul guy. And I listened to Rand's announcement. I watched President Trump's announced, and everything the man was saying, I said, oh my gosh, not only does he capture it, he's going to be able to outsmart the media. And so right off the bat, my natural allies that were the Rand Paul guys likely running his campaign at the time would plan to do that for the state were looking at me like a space alien. But it's just that he managed to say some things that I knew were going to capture the nation. And I joined the campaign. I was the liaison, so to speak, from the campaign to the state party during that year, that cycle, where I was ensuring that any of the needs of the campaign were met, that there was transparency and openness in the party, and that the candidates understood this. And then by the end of the campaign, I was the state director for Election Day Operations. What was really interesting about that one was we were sued. We, the campaign, we, the state party, were sued by Hillary Clinton's campaign and others under a very controversial act called the KKK Act of 1865. What they accused me of in this program and the volunteers was suppressing the vote of minorities. And it was quite a salacious accusation. But when we went to federal court, we sat with a federal a judge, an appointee of Obama, whose mother was a civil rights activist. And this was the first time I would have ever taken the stand. But we won that, because of the hard work and paying attention to the detail, complying with the law, great organizing and great volunteers. We won that. We were one of the only states to win that outlandish lawsuit. As a result of this, I had already had a friendship with Don McGahn, who was the general counsel for the campaign leader for the White House. He recruited me into the presidential transition team to work directly with him in the general counsel's office. I managed to vet guys like Mike Pompeo, Linda McMahon, and I would sit on murder boards, Rick Perry, on and on, but I would sit on these murder boards with actual senators pretending to be a Democrat senator, and it was like La La Land for me, because while it was effective to prepare them for their hearings, I'm still in the, I'm in the presidential transition team, and carving out a good work product during that for Don McGahn. I had the great honor of being appointed as a senior Trump official for the White House, wherein I was the senior official of the Export-Import Bank of the United States. I was the senior vice president, chief of staff, chief strategy officer. But then they made me the White House liaison. And that's where I was going back and forth, working with the National Security Council on some closed-door meetings about shaping policy for trade. And it was the political training that I had picked up professionally from 2010 all the way until I was working there that really equipped me for a rather challenging. In fact, Mick Mulvaney himself said that this particular Ex-Im Bank issue, I know none of the listeners really know much about it, was the hardest political problem to solve in D.C. at that time. And I wear that as a feather in my cap, knowing that we took him on and we made the president proud. After that experience, I came back and laid groundwork for the 2020 campaign for our president. They again put me in charge of Election Day operations, which was creating an operation and a funnel to detect voter fraud, voter irregularities, and certainly we did that. We've trained thousands of volunteers. We had many dozens of attorneys in capturing all that. And I'm very proud of that work. Very, very proud of that.
With that all being said, what made you decide to run for the state party, county party chair?
Well, I was steeped in prayer. Because what I, as a dad of teenagers, I'm regularly reminded of the mistakes I'm capable of if I'm not following through with meditation and prayer to God. And actually what I was praying for was, how can I be most useful given that we've had this takeover from the Democrats, this socialist takeover, the abandonment of our personal liberties, our private freedoms, they're ours, not theirs, and they take them. And the strangest occurrence happened when I saw that there were fellow Republicans, good, hardworking people wanting to participate in a local party, and that party denying them the opportunity through closed doors, rejecting members, even accusing atrocious acts to these people, calling them threatening, etc. I looked at it and said, gosh, if we're going to be at each other's throats like this next year, then it doesn't matter if I was running for office, if Joe Lombardo or John Lee or any of these great candidates that are coming out, it doesn't matter. We won't be able to elect them. And so I got rather passionate about the need to unify this party under really great ideals that the 45th president of the United States, championed and really brought our country together. I wanted that for our base, and I want success in a red wave for 2022. And frankly, those who were announced or thinking of announcing, I didn't think got it. They didn't know what to do. And so I thought it was that serious, I needed to jump in.
So what are some of your ambitions? What would you like to change? Where do you want to take the Clark County Republican Party Central Committee?
Well, the first thing is this openness and transparency. I mean, let's go ahead and look at it. The current leadership has closed doors. They've canceled meetings over pretend threats. They've scared really decent people with these accusations, by the way, because whenever you make accusations of strangers, and they're very salacious, the people that hear those accusations that trust you automatically believe it. When you lead with a lie to deny people from joining an open organization like the Republican Party, a welcoming organization like the Republican Party, what do you think's going to happen? It's just more division.
What are some of the things you plan on doing that'll make a difference?
Well, first of all, we really need to take a hard look at the bylaws to make sure stuff like this would never happen again. This is a non-functioning party. But let's open the doors. Let's make this transparent. There's been no communication. Sure as heck, the leadership knows exactly what the plan is and what they're doing, and they're not telling a soul. When I step in as chair, my intention is to communicate regularly. We're going to establish biweekly communication. We're going to go ahead and open up the membership roles and rosters to swell this thing to 700-plus strong. Because frankly, what the CCRP should and can do better than any Republican organization coming to the state, including top of the ticket, is we can pull in hundreds and hundreds of grassroots volunteers. And when we do that, I want to provide great purpose for their enthusiasm and their passion. Let's get them trained up. Let's get them doing the precinct work for voter registration and also identifying those great swing voters. Because if the CCRP had even done any of this last cycle, Assembly District 29 in Henderson, Senate District 6 throughout Summerlin with a great candidate of April Becker, we would have flipped those districts. So I want to take that very seriously. And this is stuff within our control that we can do.
So are you helping out with the candidate training?
Yeah. So, there's a precinct director who we've recruited. This man, Steve Esch, is a real thinker, very organized. We're just putting plans together as we speak. And what it will be is by the numbers, targeting precincts, also training curriculum so that there's purpose behind them going. We're not going to just hand them, here's some literature, we'll see you in a month. Hopefully you went to the doors. No, we want to create metrics and goals. We want to go ahead and get everybody actually fired up. So in terms of assisting with the training, I've done this professionally for over 11 years, and my specialty has been grassroots. And so frankly, the leadership giving that, empowering the members with vision on what can be accomplished is going to create leaps and bounds of opportunity to win next year. And you better believe the Democrats are afraid of that.
So now you're running for chair. You have put together your slate, your board. You want to announce that? And we come back after the break. I want you to make an announcement of the people that are running for you with you. I know one of the guys really well. He seems like I think he's a conscientious guy, knows how to raise money, and knows what it'll take, and has been around a while. But you got a couple of good candidates out there with experience with the board. It's going to be pretty exciting. Also, you have the support from a lot on a national level. You're getting some good feedback from back in D.C. is my understanding.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I'm actually really grateful for all of that, because these were really great, hardworking people after the election working on the voter integrity issue. Mr. Matt Schlapp, you'll see him on Fox News, everybody. He became a friend because I saw his commitment, he saw mine. And he's known for chairing CPAC, chairing the ACU, the Conservative Union, and just a solid guy. I also had the lead investigator for Donald J. Trump, Bernie Kerik, the 9/11 police commissioner in New York City, who worked with Mayor Giuliani. He came out and said some of the most kind words about the work ethic that our state chairman and I were engaged in when the president came a call in after the election.
Well, hold that thought. I'm going to go to a break. When I come back, I want to pick up where I'm going to ask you some questions. I want to find out more about the new board and go from there. We're talking to Jesse Law. He's running for Clark County Central Committee Chair, and he's going to tell you what he's going to make a difference. We'll be right back after this here on Live and Local Now.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities. He's been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question, and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So we're back. We're joined by Jesse Law. He's running for Clark County Chair. So, Jess, so you got a good board put together here. Just draw some of the names that are going to be on your board participating.
Oh, well, you know, Mr. Casal. Before I get to that, I did want to make sure everyone understood an endorsement I'm very proud of. It is the Israeli-American Civic Action Network. Their national group endorsed me for this position. It was centered around the policies that we want to promote that are relevant and important to the Israeli-American community. But, yeah, we've got a board. There's this guy for vice chair that you've heard of. His name is Patrick Casal. And Pat,
that would be me.
That'd be you, our gracious host here. One thing that I really like about Pat, besides the fact that you compliment me, I may go out, and do the vision thing and some of the experience on how to do the operations. But Pat, with the way his mind works, he's going to make the trains run on time. And bigger than that, he knows exactly with his experience how to set up these fundraising events to maximize dollar contributions, but not only that, increase the dollar contribution.
Well, and my thing is this: we have a lot of support from the Ahern McDonald Ranch people, and I got to tell you, I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the putting together a couple of nice fundraisers a year besides the Lincoln Day dinner. We have to raise some money, and you have some other good. You have a good treasurer, Chris DeCourt, I believe.
Yeah, so Christine DeCourt, she's a professional in finance and has a couple dozen years of experience with stocks, retirement, investment, those kinds of things. And so she's going to take a very clear look on what is going on with the lack of transparency. I think her credibility is going to bring a lot to that position. But
well-known Republican, too. I mean, he's very, very popular within the party.
Absolutely. And then we have our secretary, Sally Minster. Sally became, so to speak, my Mormon mother, right? When my own Mormon mother left town, she and my father moved up to Provo, Utah, where he's an associate dean at BYU. So I was left here all by my lonesome, and here was Sally, always a great, great friend. But she's been very active in this party, and she cares deeply about the concerns of all of the members. She's committed to transparency and also running this position in a professional manner. Beyond that, I brought up Steve Esch before. Steve Esch being our precinct director, this is a man that I've always witnessed dedication out of. He is absolutely expert in how to organize people and give them direct tasks with training. And frankly, it's a great 1-2 punch between he and I. And then we also have our community relations director, a very fine lady, Natalie Roach. Natalie also has been involved for, 8, 9, 10 years, known her the whole time, very solid woman. She and I have had some discussions about the vision on what needs to happen with community relations, and it's not as simple as going to some sort of a community event, giving a speech and leaving, or just leaving your card. the best thing that we as Republicans can do is build coalitions of support inside of these already existing organizations. That requires great relationships. She's got those skills. But more than that, digging deep into those memberships, that's religious, that's civic, or otherwise. And the whole point here would be a lot of these members, they have Christmas card lists and